Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grumman bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number one.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and a very special guest, Yahoo Sports National MLB Insider and Chicago's very own, our guy, Russell Dorsey. And here's our first question. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the disappointment meter, what rating do you give the Bears' approach at the trade deadline?
I'm not disappointed at the trade deadline. I'm disappointed more at what they did in the offseason leading to this point at the trade deadline. Now, there is a report floating around from Jordan Schultz, friend of the show, by the way, that there was a chance that the Bears were in on Jermaine Johnson, and it was them and the 49ers. But for whatever reason, the price didn't work. That would have given them a better grade for me at the trade deadline. But at the end of the day, I think for this, it was just pass-fail because you signed 3 big-name free agents on your defensive line at the trade deadline. You have other needs. I think you're still trying to figure out which talent actually works for this new head coach, too. And I mentioned that, you know, that, again, Khalil Mack was part of the Bears because a new head coach didn't want him in Vegas. So keep that in mind. So for me, it was a pass. You needed somebody else on the defensive line. And if Tryon Chirinka satisfies that need to at least get somebody who you think may still have potential and talent because he's a former first rounder, you didn't give up much for him and you got a 7th round pick in addition, I'm good with it.
Listen, I'm not at all disappointed. I wasn't expecting much of anything. I think that they have a team that they're working on the offensive side of the ball that was shown to us through the draft specifically. And I know a lot of the draft picks have not hit yet, but there's got to be some time. Injuries happen in football, and I think the main reason the defense is struggling like it is because they've had so many injuries, starting with their best player on defense, Jalen Johnson. Montez Sweat has not been bad. Could he be better? Obviously, but he's not been bad. He's made plays in recent games, and I think understanding that they're missing so many pieces of this defense, one guy getting traded for was not going to solve a problem. It's going to be, can we outscore you? Good luck, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams. Use all those weapons you have. The line looks fine. Let's see what we can do in the next 9 games. And I don't think making a rash decision, unless it was like a longer term thing where we're getting this guy at a discount, was going to make sense. So I'm fine with what they did.
Yeah, see, for the reason that you said initially of I didn't expect much, I didn't want them to mortgage the future for a midseason potential upgrade. If you weren't going to get the Micah Parsons-esque player, like, that, to me, it wasn't worth, like, the Sauce Gardner deal.
No.
is crazy. Like, I like when people say, you know what, blanket, we're going for it. So salute the Colts for that. But two firsts, man. Quinnen Williams, what that took. Like, and those are two really, really good players. So, like, hey, I get it. Nothing's cheap, but mercy.
Number two.
Is the Bears' offensive line their strongest position group?
I have been giving this a lot of thought. I'm going to tell you that we had this five on a question for a couple days now in the hopper. We just didn't know when we were able to use it. I have to say yes, even though there are still question marks at left tackle. They are really showing strides when it comes to being able to not only outside zone run block, but also block up the middle. Kyle Manunga was a perfect example. They also have become more adept as a unit at downfield blocking. Now, a lot of that is because guys like Rome and DJ are absolutely just throwing their bodies around in the name of trying to get some yards.
And no block, no rock.
They took that seriously. Yeah. The both of them. Every time I look at a decent play, one of them is part of the downfield blocking. Add Cole Kmet to that. Add, I think, Colston Loveland to that. People are blocking willingly. But at the end of the day, I think it starts with the line. And there are certain things that need to pass your eye test when it comes to being okay with how the Bears are running the football. And we saw those type of runs against, yes, a bad Bengals team, especially on the run. I don't care. You had to do it against somebody. You had to at least show that you can. And that's what we saw. We saw a bunch of like very confident draws up the middle, ISO type of stuff, you know, right off guard, right off center, just up the pure middle of the line. And then everybody being able to push people downfield. And yes, does the Darnell Wright cartwheel move them up in my book a little bit? Of course it does. I love it when athletes can do gymnastics. It's one of my favorite things. So all of that said together, yeah, I think it's the offensive line.
I've really been having a debate on this internally, like a strong debate, because we're coming off of Layla, remind me, who's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week
again? It is now young Colston Loveland. Congratulations.
And Cole Kmet is a well above average tight end for what he does in both the passing game and in the blocking game, as you just mentioned when you said throw those guys in there. And so I go back and forth with, is it the tight ends or the O-line? Because I think it's one of those two groups. I think from a receiver standpoint, it's a close, you know, third behind those two groups, because I don't think Luther Burden III is there yet. I don't think Rome Odunze is there yet. And DJ Moore is great, but I don't think they have a dominant number one receiver. Whereas I think Colston Loveland is going to be that guy. I think he's already shown you, when you actually use him, when you target him, when you throw the ball to him, what he is capable of doing. So while I went back and forth, I landed on tight end. I think tight end is where they have that 1-2 punch, and even a third when you throw in Durham Smythe, and a fourth. Ozzie Trapello, you tell
me. Yeah, no, absolutely. And Durham Smythe did have some decent days with blocking.
So I think it is tight end, but just by a hair. But I like the O-line, but I think the Theo Benedet at left tackle kind of brings that group down a little bit, because he's not close to being there as far as pass protection. But you know what? 24th. That's what Caleb Williams is tied for right now in sacks taken. And that is not where he was a year ago.
Listen, I think they are the strongest position group. And I think if you told me what they invested in that, in the offseason, that makes the most sense, right? When you go and get an all-pro in Joe Tooney, when you make Drew Dolman one of the highest paid centers in the NFL, and you invest a second rounder in Ozzie Trapello, yeah, you had to put Theo X Benedet on the end of the offensive line, but he hasn't been a problem. Like, if we were talking about my man Eggs every day, that would be an issue. Like, woof. They still haven't figured out left tackle, which they haven't really, but
don't look it's at
been,
the tape.
It's been fine. Like, it's not hurting you necessarily, like we've seen in years past with other replacement tackles. So yeah, I think they are the best group. Now, if you were to say, instead of doing it tight end, wide receiver, and just said pass catchers, I think that's the best group still.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair.
And then you can include the tight ends in the receivers in the same grouping, because I do think that's where they are very skilled. They have players that can make plays. But yeah, if we're going to split them up in that way, I'll take the offensive lineman.
You really called him Eggs.
That's yes. And he ran it back twice. He ran it back. You want to make sure you knew that.
So I started calling him that when I was on with Lawrence before the season started. And Benedict sounds like Benedict, and I think of Eggs Benedict. And so I just started to call him Theo Eggs Benedict.
That's very different than what Ray calls him. What do you call him again, Ray?
Benedict.
I like Eggs better. Okay. But I don't hate that, Ray.
But what's you up, better Eggs? Watch out, man. When Theo, Theo could improve. He could get better. And then you better watch out, because then you're going to be able to say, Egg's going to give it to you.
Hey! He's even workshopping that one.
I just did it right now.
I like that. I like that.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Egg's going to give it to you.
Number three.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. This is also 5 on It, and this is my favorite question. Who wrote this? Josh Giddey is the first Bulls player since Michael Jordan in the 1988-89 season to post back-to-back triple-doubles. Can we finally say the Bulls won the Josh Giddey trade, and that the Bulls signed a bargain of a contract for Josh Giddey, and that Josh Giddey is their best player? Look me in the eyes and tell me Josh Giddey is good at basketball. You, tell me now.
Did you get it out of your system?
You no. So thirsty. Did y'all see Robbie's IG story last night?
I did.
Like, thirsty. Like, he was just like, Giddey. The things I wanted to tell him.
I'll tell him tomorrow.
Like, bro. So here's the thing, Robbie. I can't say that they won the trade because the player that went back to Oklahoma City helped them win a championship. And the championship is the ultimate goal. So, no, they didn't win the trade, but they did really well in the trade. Did they sign a bargain of a contract? It's looking like that right now, but a lot of season left, right? But no, he's playing great basketball, so I'll give your guy a lot of credit. I also heard you ask him a question, and you were, like, so hype.
My king?
This is getting weird, brother.
I'm still laughing at you saying Giddey when it came to,
like,
his
all
Instagram
caps
story.
Giddey, and I'm like, ugh.
Giddey for Giddey, hashtag.
Ugh, brother. Ugh.
Get up.
Giddey up. Oh
no. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Stop. Right. See what you're doing right now, right?
I didn't think it would go there.
Man, once you start with a stream of consciousness question, that's what happens. It gets the brain going.
I'm going to go in order here. Can we finally say the Bulls won the Josh Giddey trade? No.
No.
And that the Bulls signed a bargain of a contract with Giddey? Maybe. And that Giddey is their best player? No. I will not look you in the eyes and tell you that Josh Giddey is good at basketball. It literally
I
says
don't like
that
looking
on
the you in
think
the
he's
eyes.
Good at basketball? You don't think Josh Giddey is good at basketball?
Yeah, he's good at basketball.
Then look me in the eyes and say it.
I don't need to look you in the eyes.
I don't
to
like
say it.
Looking Robbie in the
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, I think it's
look,
weird.
Look me in the eyes. Come on.
No. No, we're not doing that. But yeah, I think he has an
opportunity.
Do I need
opportunity. To turn the lights off? Look me in the eyes.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Jeez, Robbie. Like, relax. I know I haven't been here in a while. You don't have to turn it up.
He has Mercy. An opportunity to be their best player. But right now, Coby White is their best player. Although the best ability is still availability. So in this current, right now, Seven games in the season. Josh Giddey is their best player through seven games. Yes.
You look me in the eyes. Thank you.
All right. I'll do this in reverse order. Josh Giddey is good at basketball, but it wasn't a bargain because there were virtually no other teams bidding for him. Was it good for the Bulls in him? Yeah. So that means it probably wasn't a bargain because everybody got a little bit of what they wanted. We can't say the Bulls finally won the Josh Giddey trade because we know that the specific want from the Oklahoma City for what they wanted Alex Caruso to do, which was be the defensive antidote to what the Pacers were doing, means that they probably could have gotten a draft pick out of the deal. And I will say that again. Now, for him being the first Bulls player since Michael Jordan in the 88-89 season post back-to-back triple-doubles, that's kind of amazing. So yeah, he is good at basketball, that's for sure. Also, you do that with the phrase, I love you, too. I know you do.
I do love Josh Giddey, but I'll have a rebuttal. Josh Giddey this season, averaging 23 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, 9 assists a game, shooting 50% from the floor, 42% from three. Let's take a look at Alex Caruso. 6 points per game, two rebounds a game.
My brother in Christ. They 36. Won a title. It doesn't matter. They won a title.
It's a win-win, and one person yeah, but that's got their best player. The Thunder got their seventh best player.
They won their first championship ever.
It is not because of him. It is not because of him.
He was a crucial piece of the championship.
That's why you traded players.
Like, I know you love Josh Giddey, but let's not do this.
Hold on. We have 3 minutes left. We're not doing what we did yesterday.
Yes, go.
Number four.
You may have noticed the absence of Michael Jordan on Tuesday's NBA and NBC coverage. According to Front Office Sports, Jordan could agree to two or three more interviews with NBC Sports as a part of his MJ Insights to Excellence series. MJ discussed retirement and load management in the first two installments of the segment. Aside from the NBA gambling scandal, what topic would you want to hear Michael Jordan address?
Commitments. None. Commitment.
Commitment too.
You made it sound like you were gonna be here.
I don't think Mike made it sound like nothing. Why does nobody want me, man? NBC baited y'all thinking that Mike was gonna be doing these.
We've definitely
not only did in his do, house. Not only did they do that, they microdosed the interview. Yo, they're like, here's a little bit here.
Mike Tirico went to Mike's house for 45 minutes and they chopped that thing down 18 different ways. I'm good, man. Like, I love Mike just as much as everybody else, but, like, let's stop playing. Like, we really needed this.
I just think, like, when it comes to, number one, it's commitment. Like, Mike, are you gonna join us on this broadcast journey where we brought back the NBA on NBC for a little bit more than this? And if it's this TED Talk where they piece it up and such, then that's a different concept. So, I think... secretly, you're hoping for it to be like inside the NBA where like Shaq actually joined the crew, but we know that's not what this is. But I don't necessarily know that tiny doses of this is going to satisfy the eyes that they need on this product as well, given all the investment NBC has put into it.
I will say this. They got us. We were so quick to jump on the teat.
Y'all were. Well, no, you were too. I know. I knew what it was.
But it's not like you didn't watch both of them, right?
I watched them on social.
But you watched them. That's the point. No matter where you consume the content,
tell me about those two times you watched Michael Jordan.
There were people who like tuned into their TV
because they don't know how to use social media. That's what you're saying.
No,
I watched them both on social media as well. But the point was, I was waiting for the next one to come out. And that's when you get excited because you're like, okay, what's Mike talking about this week?
If I was a billionaire, you're lucky I let y'all in my house. And I think that's where Mike is at. Like, it was cool to do this.
When he said,
he's a billionaire selling everybody's shoes, too. There is an incentive for him. And he would have done that without NBC.
He doesn't need us like we need him from a... We want to feel like he wants to talk to
us. This is very much I'm helping y'all out.
But he's not a billionaire like the ones that secretly finance super PACs. It's a little bit of a different deal.
I know what he's financing.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Actually, sometimes you do. He'll release a press release.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Number five.
Five on it on 670 The Score. Last question. According to Page6.com, NFL legend and Fox Sports lead analyst Tom Brady admitted his dog, Junie, was cloned from his beloved late dog, Lua. Is this move by Brady cute or creepy?
We wanted you to be the one to speak about this.
Can I say this? And this is for all of sports media. I don't care about nobody's dog. I don't. Like, I watch College Game Day, and I watch all that.
That was shade.
I think Mr. Herbstreit is a fantastic analyst. I don't have to see your dog in here, bro. Just tell me who's going to be a 1-1 pick in next year's draft, and tell me about Ohio State's offense, and tell me why Texas isn't playing. I don't need to see nobody's dog, man. I'm not here for that. If I wanted to see cute dog videos, I'd go on TikTok or something. I don't need to see that watching games.
Are you disturbed at all, though, that he cloned his dog?
I don't want to know about nobody's dog.
Okay, well, I'll say this. It's creepy. It's creepy because if he got the dog cloned, I know humans are being cloned. I just don't know about it. And that's creepy to me. It's all
bad science to me. Yeah, I agree. And unfortunately, I think like it's going to be something like this that leads to something else getting out of the box, and it's not a good result. Here's my issue. Like, I understand that wealth insulates you from stuff, as we just discussed. You know, the idea of what kind of billionaire are you? The dog is going to be different anyway. What are you calling the dog the same thing? Are you call? No, they're two different names. So it's not really a clone now, is it? Well, like, grief is part of life. Like, that's it. You can't keep isolating yourself from, like, grieving over your dog and not having empathy. You can try, but it's going to come for you at some point.
I think we've tried to rationalize something, and I think at the end of the day, rich people just be trying stuff.
I think that's what it comes down to. You're right. But you're not cloning your dog, even in the sense of the word. If the dog is a different name, you're already admitting it's a different dog. So what are you doing
here? It's a genetic clone. It's identical to what the dog was. So I get it. But I don't get it.
Nah, it's a 1-0 for me. If you're admitting to the difference already, you've lost your plot and wasted your money.
I don't think Tom believes he's wasted his money. He gets paid quite handsomely. He got plenty of cash.
Are we just glossing over he cloned something? Like, cloning's real? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's my point.
That's crazy.
Do you know where cloning
started? We don't have enough time to talk about what's real.
Cloning started at Texas A&M, where they're willing to also give Jimbo Fisher $77 million to walk. So I stopped asking about what happens in College Station a long time ago.
That is not where cloning started.
They cloned Dolly the sheep.
No. That is not what happened. Cloning started at that island in Jurassic Park. I saw the movie 5 times.
Didn't work out too well for them.
Did not work out well. Gin.
I trust Jurassic Park more than Texas A&M.
Fair.
Yeah, that's it for me.
I just want to mention quickly, Tom Brady is an investor in the company. The side note. That's it. Goodbye. That's it. Done.
Probably in the contract.
Yeah, all of this leads to a bad result for me. Coming up next, I don't think we'll ask Ian Happ about this, but we will ask him about winning yet another gold glove. It is a yearly tradition. We love to talk to Ian Happ, especially on the fresh news that he's received yet another gold glove in his career. So we'll do that next with our outfielder in residence on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Score.
the talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. You obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs All-Star outfielder, Gold Glove Award winner.
Slice the other way towards the line. How you win three straight Gold Gloves.
It's an awesome play. I mean, the ball's hit and you're kind of like, oh no, and it's by the line, and heck of a catch, heck of an effort.
Here's a drive down the left field line. Happ comes in, sliding backhand catch. Beautiful play by Ian Happ.
Line drive into left field. Happ dives and he makes the catch. What a play by Ian. Absolutely gorgeous.
Four Gold Gloves, four consecutive Gold Gloves from that guy playing at in a ballpark in a left field like that is... no joke.
High drive, left center field. Happ is out there. Oh, what a play! Ian Happ, the Gold Glover, lays out and steals extra bases.
Ian Happ, Gold Glove Award winner on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
So golden. It's become a yearly tradition with Ian Happ, and he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Ian Happ with another Gold Glove. The trophy shiny. It's got baseballs on it. It's gilded. The man who knows more about it than we do is Ian Happ. Ian, congratulations yet again. Fourth straight Gold Glove.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's an honor and pretty cool to be able to share it with a couple of teammates at the ceremony this weekend. And just a really amazing representation of what the 2025 Chicago Cubs was with the six nominees and just the great defense we played all the way around.
Is this becoming old hat for you? I mean, this is four straight times now. It's becoming kind of a tradition, right?
It'll never get old, I'll tell you that. It's the best trophy in sports. It's such a cool award. Rawlings does such a good job with the ceremony and everything, but it's one of those ones you dream of as a kid to be able to win a Gold Glove. And I think I told you guys this before, but when I was a kid, I was dreaming about winning a shortstop. Didn't get to do that, but to be able to have a position that I call home and feel like I've really found a way in different seasons to represent what I'm capable of out there has been really, really special to my career.
You talk about the ceremony. It's something you know well. What is that awards presentation like? You're talking to some of the best players in all of baseball who are able to go to this. What is that event like? How do you describe it to people?
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome gala-like dinner in New York. They always have a great comedian that'll be on, and they bring back legends of the game. I think that's one of the coolest parts of the ceremony is each position is presented by a legend of the game who has won Gold Gloves. And there's a Lifetime Achievement Award in there. I believe Andrew Jones won it last year. Just guys that have meant so much to the sport that have, been people that we all looked up to growing up. And so to have those guys come back and present, Ozzie Smith presents a shortstop every year, like things like that, that are just so cool. So Rawlings does a really great job of that.
I love it. Ian Happ joining us here to talk about his fourth straight Gold Glove here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Ian, you said there was performance every year. Who was your favorite performer from the three previous years, if you can share that with us?
Oh, man. That's a good question. They've all been really good in different ways. I don't want to single anybody out, but they're always good, and it's always really funny, and they're really good at crowd work too. So they'll pick a couple guys and do a little bit of crowd work. I haven't gotten the brunt of that, and I'm hoping I don't this year either.
Are you the guy at the comedy show who makes sure you don't sit too close to the front because you don't want any of that work?
Yeah, I'm head down.
We're talking to Ian Happ, nice enough to join us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, because he just won his fourth straight Gold Glove. We joked about how it's a tradition, but I feel like that's the right thing to do. You're part of the team, and when you're able to join us after the Gold Glove, it's been a fun thing that we get to do. And you're right. That was part of the fun, too, was seeing your post. That's how I found out that Nico Hoerner won a Gold Glove, and that's how I found out that PCA did, too, was your Instagram. You know, what was it like experiencing this with them? And Pete's energy level, I'm sure, was pretty fun at the ceremony.
Well, it's we don't get to do it until this coming weekend, actually. So we're headed up there this coming weekend to do the ceremony. But I think just for those guys, Nico having already won one, and then being able to win his second, to come off an elbow surgery, and all of the things that went along with his year last year, with the elbow stuff, to rehab the elbow, to not be in Japan, to make it back for the start of the season, to have the total performance he had, but the defensive performance he had, was just remarkable. And I get to see how hard he works on it every day and what he puts in. So, just so thrilled for him. And then Pete, obviously, winning his first one, I think just putting together the full season that he did, and being able to do it defensively, for the entirety of the year, his availability and being out there for us every single day in center field is really impressive. It's not easy to do. And with the total number of games he played out there at an elite level, just makes such an impact on a team.
Ian, I'm glad you brought up the elbow with Nico, because I had literally forgotten that that's how the year started, with him not being available right off the bat in Japan. And yeah, you're right. It's remarkable what type of season he had, maybe his best major league season ever, coming off of that. So that's interesting. I wanted to ask you about Pete Crow Armstrong, though, because people are murmuring that he could get the platinum glove at this ceremony, and that's the best defender in each league gets the platinum glove. How do you like his chances? Because as you said, center field, the job he did out there, beyond remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, just the numbers he put up overall were fantastic. He was up there in defensive run saves across the entire league. And he's a popular guy, and the fans are going to vote for him. And I hope the Chicago fans show up and vote. And give him a chance to win it, because he deserves that.
We're talking to Ian Happ after winning his fourth straight Gold Glove. And Ian, the last time we had talked to you, I know you hadn't caught any of the baseball playoffs at that point. We were wrapping up the season with you. Did you get a chance to watch the World Series, or were you still kind of taking some time off from baseball?
No, I watched a decent amount of it. Yeah, great series, pretty remarkable performances. Individually and team-wise, I don't think Major League Baseball could ask for anything more than those two teams going seven games and the dramatic fashion in which it ended, but also game six and an 18-inning game. There were some pretty remarkable things all the way through. And baseball's in a good place. It's healthy, and it was a really fun series to watch.
Did you have a rooting interest there?
No, good baseball. Rooting for good baseball, and there definitely was good baseball all the way around.
For sure. I don't think I'd ever seen anything like that 18-inning game. You know, I know you've played in your fair share of long games. I thought about the, of course, epic Game 7 from the 2016 World Series. Did you get any flashbacks when you were watching that one go to extra innings in the Game 7 last time in this World Series?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's definitely some parallels there. And just the, I think both teams using all four of the starting pitchers, or I guess the Toronto used three of the four starters that they used in the World Series in that Game 7, and then the Dodgers used all four with Yamamoto going back-to-back days. I just like, it was all hands on deck, and when you have guys who are willing to do that and are putting together that kind of performance, it's really incredible. I don't know if people can quite understand just how hard it is for a guy to throw 95 pitches and then come back and do go 2 2/3 the next day. That was just incredible stuff. And even for the other guys who had thrown 2 days prior to come out and log multiple innings, it was just pretty incredible stuff from the pitching side.
Ian, I'm super curious, now that the season is over in totality, and we've already seen decisions being made, I'm sure you know about Shota Imanaga and the fact that both sides opted out of the deal with the Cubs, and then Andrew Kittredge has already been traded for cash considerations back to the Orioles. How closely will you follow this, and what do you think about what's transpired so far with the Cubs?
Yeah, you definitely follow it as a player. Don't get any of the updates until they come across, like you guys do. But I think it'll be interesting to see the qualifying offer stuff for Shota, and what happens there. And Kit was awesome. He was a great teammate. He was huge for us, and and a really integral part of our second half. So, you know, I hope the best for him, and what a just awesome teammate he was.
How do you summarize, like, with a guy like, for example, Kyle Tucker up against free agency? You know, we've talked about how pivotal of a free agent time this is coming off of the playoffs. How would you describe this offseason and this hot stove period for the Cubs this year compared to previous?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting just with the options that are out there and the way that our front office decides to attack it. I think it'll probably be a mixture of free agency and maybe some trades. You know, that's how it always is. It's not, and it doesn't happen right away. I think that's the most frustrating or the thing about the Major League Baseball offseason is that it can be a very long process, and the chips have to start falling for, you know, a guy like Kyle Tucker or Schwarber. You know, those guys have to go off the board before some of the other guys will go. And so it's going to be really interesting just to see how it all plays out. It seems like there's going to be a few starting pitchers available in the trade market, and it's always, you never know if teams are just floating that name to see what's possible, if they're actually going to trade them. So, you know, a lot of moving parts there, and we'll see how it all plays out over the course of the next couple months.
And Ian, I just want to get the latest on Connect Roasters. Of course, I know people can get it at Steingold's, and then also your foundation. And another bonus question, the next Bears game that you think you're going to go to, because I know you went to that Seahawks game, the 6-3 ball game, and I think you deserve a prize for that. But what's the next Bears game you're attending? What can you tell us about Connect?
Yeah, we're looking at somewhere, maybe December 20th. Looks like a date on the calendar the Bears are playing. Might be at that one. Get back to Chicago for the holidays. But the Connect is actually Connect and the foundation. We're going to do something together around Thanksgiving, and we're going to get a coffee cart out to Lori's and get parents and some of the staff coffee around the Thanksgiving holiday in the next couple weeks. So we're really excited for that. I think Steingold's is going to help out and partner and provide some bagels, so we can do bagels and coffee with Connect and Steingold's through the HAP Foundation for the employees and some of the parents at Lori's. So we're excited to do some of that stuff. We're going to do more around the December holidays, and then probably something in January around Cubs convention. We're back, so it's really exciting, and we're my wife and I are excited to continue to just be a part of the community and do everything we can to help.
Well, happy upcoming anniversary to you and Julie, and I'm looking forward to the expanded trophy case. Congratulations again on another Gold Glove.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys.
Congratulations, Ian. Thanks so much.
That's Ian Happ. Of course, you can also listen to his Compound podcast. It's now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things. One, Packers game. Like that decision by him.
Yeah.
And two, voting is still open for the Platinum Glove. If you want to go, it's on Rawlings' website. So go there and you can vote for who you want to win the Platinum Glove in each league.
And coming up next, Mark Grody joins us from Hallis Hall with the latest on a special guest who appeared at the hall today. You'll want to hear it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBM.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
It is time to go out to Hallis Hall. That is where we find Mark Grody. Mark joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And Mark is normally hosting the show, but when he's not, he's at the hall, Hallis Hall, that is. And Mark, something big happened there today. What can you tell us?
Yeah, we spoke to Layla, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, Ryan Poles, just a short while ago. He came down from upstairs to the media workroom and kind of held a casual press conference, as in he didn't go to the lectern. We're not allowed to play audio. There were no TV cameras. So it was casual, yet mostly on the record. And here's what I can tell you about what the Bears did and did not do at the trade deadline. I think the headline from the conversation with Ryan Poles is that they did not make big moves, and it was semi-calculated, because what was repeated throughout the conversation with Ryan Poles is weighing the impact on the football team now and weighing on the football team into the future. So in other words, they didn't want to just do something for the sake of doing something, and that brings me to the next part of it. They want to build around the draft. And I know every team says that, but part of the calculation for not making a big splash was that they do want to hold on to the majority of their draft picks. We know they're without the third, but they want to do it like that. And as I had, you know, suggested several times on Raheemi Harrison Grody, the big things that they want to do probably will start to occur next year. So that was a big thing. Now, also, I should make this very clear. Ryan Poles said that they did make calls across the league and checked up on all the guys that you would imagine, as in the big names, as in guys like Max Crosby. So they did do their due diligence. Ryan Poles said that there's a lot of deals that, quote, we could have made. But again, it comes back to this. It is clear to me that at 5-3, they're not even sure what they are at this point right now, and that they are loving the development. A lot of plaudits thrown towards Ben Johnson and the fact that they're seeing players do this. The fact that Ben Johnson is a first-year head coach trying to evaluate what he has. Again, it all adds up to next year being the year where you start to see the big moves. One other thing, too, And I'll let you guys jump in here if you got questions. And I do have some audio that I'm going to play for you at the end of this, not from Ryan Poles, but from Ben Johnson. As for specifically the player that the Bears did bring in and make the trade for, Joe Tryon Shoyinka, in that, I asked him why this player, and he said his athleticism, his length, his motor, and then what he said to my question was, I thought this was interesting, he said the comp is Dominique Robinson, as in all of those things. Now, this player, Shoyinka, has more traits than Dominique Robinson, but when he's compared to Dominique Robinson, Dominique Robinson, guys, is one of the best athletes in that locker room, even if there hasn't necessarily been a correlation with production. Dominique Robinson is for real in that way, so this is certainly a traits guy. One other thing, sorry, there's just things that should keep popping up on my good old-fashioned reporter notebook here. Mm-hmm. Dio Dangbo, as you guys know, is out for the rest of this year, and we were told by Ryan Poles, and I know some of this popped up with Ben Johnson, that internally the conversation about Dio Odangbo over the last couple of weeks has been what we started to see, and that is Dio Odangbo playing on the interior more often than on the end. So it's too bad that that progress, I guess progress is not the right word because there wasn't a lot of it with Dio Odangbo, but they were ready to make an adjustment with him as well.
Well, I think, Mark, based on the last thing you just told us, that is even more concerning because it's like, what are you doing on the edge? Who's getting to the quarterback from the outside? I know in a real world, they want to say we can get pressure on the inside, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I guess I didn't feel critical of Poles for that because this is something that we were told from the very beginning about Dio Odangbo, that watch the tape, see him play all over the line. He becomes, that is where he is at his best. So it's not like this was an audible from what the thought process was from day one. But your point is correct, Marshall. The Bears do not have a good pass rush right now. They are encouraged, though, both Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles mentioned it, that it's true, Montez Sweat is playing better right now. He is. It doesn't mean that he's going to launch up to double-digit sacks and become what he was a couple of years ago for the Bears, but they are encouraged by that. They both mentioned Austin Booker by name. We all know it is what it is. Austin Booker had a strip sack. That doesn't mean he's ready to take off because we've thought in the past that Austin Booker was ready to take off, and that simply wasn't the case.
A lot of this sounds kind of, I wouldn't say bleak, and I wouldn't say negative, but I feel like there's a bit of a hold your horses type of moment going on from what you heard from Ryan Poles.
I got to tell you, Layla, I think, and maybe it's because it's my opinion and my bias, that this is a year with a new head coach to just take the long view, see what you can get out of this team. Let this head coach evaluate. Let Ryan Poles evaluate. Let whomever, the coordinators, evaluate and not do anything hasty because they're being realistic as in, again, like, yeah, the Bears are 5-3. Yes, the Bears can make the playoffs. But we all know that they're overachieving relative to where we thought they were. So I think this is a Bears team saying, if we were to add more, does that mean sustained success, or does that mean we're going to be in a stranglehold on what we can do financially going forward with this entire new regime being led by? And that's an important part, too. Like, he talked about Ryan Poles, what a pleasure it was to have Ryan Poles be a big part of the conversations when it came to the trade deadline. That does not mean that Ben Johnson was the one saying, no, don't do anything, don't do anything. It just means that there is a collective here, and I'm okay. I'm okay with the patience that they're showing this year and at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that this was a time of evaluation, and I do think there are times where head coaches know at that point in the season, the trade deadline, this person isn't going to work for our team. So the fact that Ben Johnson needs more time is probably one of the biggest headlines of all to come from this trade deadline.
Yeah, and I think, look, Ben Johnson deserves the benefit of the doubt at this point in terms of being able to, and look, the defense is a work in progress. That's another situation. Special teams is a problem right now. But what we are seeing on offense is real progress. And you know where I am. Like, I am very picky about the Bears offense and Caleb Williams and wanting it to be perfect. And I think they see it more the way I do than you can even believe, because I think they're not sure. Again, I'm not sure what the Bears are at 5-3. I don't think they're sure what they are at 5-3, and that's being realistic, and that's all I've ever asked from coaches and regimes. Do you really have what it takes to sustain this success, or is it just going to be a one and done, and you lose in the playoffs, and then the next year you win 5 or 6 games, and you're off to another rebuild?
I'm not there yet, but Mark Brody, that's a good way to look at it.
Do you have 30 seconds for me to play some audio, or are you guys in a time crunch? I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I think we're up against it because it's 12:55.
Fine. Whatever.
It's not our fault. If I could stop time, I would. I just can't.
Well, Layla, you particularly are going to be upset because the only reason I gathered this cut was for you, because it's about Dominique Robinson. But no, it's not about Dominique Robinson. It's about your guy Darnell Wright. But you guys could play it. I sent it in to Robbie. It's funning. It's about the cartwheel. So you guys have fun with it later. And I'll talk to you guys later. Have fun with Chuck, by the way. I understand he's having the Pope on.
That's not what's happening.
What? No. What?
Oh. I thought
he met the Pope. He took pictures of
Chuck met the Pope.
I thought he was going to have. I thought it was going to be like when Wani comes on and he has like Jimmy Johnson on with him, or Troy Aikman, or
I don't think
Tony Wise.
I know we're all theoretically on the same team as the Pope, you know, philosophically speaking.
I love the Pope,
but when I don't think that they're on that basis yet. But we're going to find out from Chuck later.
125.
Fair enough. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Talk to you guys later.
Bye, Amen. Mark.
Coming up next, like, how do you follow that up? Danny Perkins, Danny from Will Met, who brought us those 83 Bear stats. That's who's coming up next.
83.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.